We continue our learning. We're in Bechoras, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Vav. Hanotel Schoro Ladun, Din of Betelin, person who takes payment to make judgments, his laws are considered void. What's the problem with taking payment to judge? So if you're taking payment from one side, one litigant only, that's what we call shochad. That's a bribe. That's certainly it's self-evident that that's prohibited from the Torah. But taking schar to judge, even if you get paid the same amount from both sides, it's problematic based on a pasuk in Devarim Perek Dalad. Pasuk Hey, where the Torah says, Re'ei li mati aschem chukim mishpatim, kasher tzivani Hashem Elokai. Moshe says to the Jewish people, I want you to see that, behold, I have taught you the Torah, chukim mishpatim, the laws, the way Hashem has taught me. And what am I telling you? Ma'ani b'chinam af atem b'chinam. Just like Hashem had told me that I have to teach you for free, so too, you have to teach others for free as well. So this is the general rule, which we covered in Durham, that we're not permitted to teach, get paid for teaching Torah. And for the Gemara says, and Daf Lamed Zayin Masechet Sedarim, that the only excuse that we have, the justification we have to be paid for teaching Torah, for a Rebbe to be paid, is when he's being paid for teaching young children Chumash, because when he's teaching them to Chumash, so he's either getting paid for what we call Schar Shim, or either because he's babysitting, he has to watch the kids and don't go crazy, or maybe it's Schar Pisuk Ta'amim, he's being paid to teach the Trup. The Trup, if assuming it's not Misinai, that's a debate. So then we can assume that the Torah you're teaching is not what you're being paid for. You're being paid to teach the Trup so they know how to sing. And that you can be paid for. But to be paid for Torah Shabbat Al-Peh, so that's very difficult. The Rambam is very strict about that. And we usually rely on the comment of the Yerushalmi that we be paid Schar Batola. Schar Batola is schar we get paid for the fact that we don't take another job. That's why we're permitted to be paid. Either way, this is part of the same drasha of ma'ani b'chinam, afatem b'chinam. Now, the issue of schar batala we'll discuss later, and in fact, if it's noticeable, it's apparent to all that you're being paid schar batala, so then it is permitted even for a dayan to take money for judging a case. Leha'id, edus of betelim. And if he takes money for testifying, his edus is batel. So as we said, a dayon is not permitted to be paid schar for his judgment. And in fact, his dinim are batel, null and void because of that. And the same thing is true when it comes to testimony, edus of betelim. And what does edus of mean or dinov mean? Why is it in the plural? Why don't we just say, oh, you got paid to judge this case? So then, dino betelim or lahaid eduso betelim. So the Ron explains that at the end of the second parak of Kiddushin, that no, the chiddush here is the following, that dinov betelim, edusov betelim, to tell me not only that din, not only that edus, but if he's getting schar for one edus, so then we can assume that all future edios, testimonies of this person, or judgments of this person, are going to be null and void, unless we find out specifically that he didn't take schar for those. But we can assume he took schar, he was paid for one, he's being paid for the future, and therefore, we assume it's dinov, and a dusav. What about lahazos ulakade? She is someone who's being paid to do hazah of the para aduma, of the water mixed with the ash of the para aduma on someone who's tamei meis. He's being paid to do that. Now, that's a mitzvah to purify someone from tumas meis, but he's being paid for that. Ulakadish, or let's say he's doing the kiddush, which is where he's taking the efer para, the ash of the para, and he's mixing them with the mayim chaim to make him into the mechatas. That's also a mitzvah. Says the Mishnah, if you get paid for that, meimav meimara, the water is not mayim chaim, you don't consider it spring water, it's like a water that came from a cave, and is therefore it's possible to be used. The afaro efer mikle, and the efer makle, and the ashes, we don't consider ashes paradum anymore. It's no different than if you burn something and you made ashes like that. Doesn't have the status of ashes or spring water for the paraduma. Now the Mishnah teaches us something else. Let's say Imhaya Kohen. Let's say the person who is the judge on Bechoros, who has the smich of Yatu Bechoros, happened to be a Kohen. Or let's say he's the Dayan. Or let's say he's an aide. or he's the mazeh or the mekadesh, any one of these people may are a kohen. And in order to do one of these jobs, to judge, to testify, to do the hazah, the person v'tim'ahu mitrumaso, let's say the owner of the bechor or the baal din, the litigant, says, you know, I need you to, in order to take care of the hazah of the paraduma, I need you to come through this area where there's tumah. So this is a kohen who he's doing the job. He has to do the job. He has to judge. He has to testify. But because of that, he ends up becoming tumah. It's an area where there's tumas nevela, tumas sheretz. He ends up touching that. And because of that, the kohen, or this kohen judge, this kohen of who's mati b'choris, this kohen who's serving as an aide, or doing hazah, etc., he is tummy and he can't eat truma. And because of that, he loses out. Why does he lose out? So don't eat truma, eat chulin. So the answer is chulin is more expensive because it's supply and demand. Truma only could eat by kohanim. That's a lot cheaper. Now he has to buy lunch. He was going to have a sandwich with truma bread, but now he can't have that sandwich anymore. Now he's going to have to buy lunch from the local restaurant to buy chulin. It's going to be more expensive. So what's the halakha in such a case? This person who needed his help, needed him to render a halakhic decision, needed to be metameh him, needed for him to walk through a place where he became tameh. So, but now the kohen becomes keni truma. So the halakha is ma'achilo umashko visacho. This person has the obligation, litigant, let's say, has the obligation to give food, drink, and even cream to anoint, to oil, let's say. The kohen would use oil of truma. So he'd have to eat from his own pocket. This has to come out of the litigant's own pocket to give the kohen, because the kohen now ends up losing out. Vim hayazakein. Let's say the worst person who's the dayan, the aid, or the mazeh, the mekadesh, the person who's being mata b'choros, he's a zakein, he's an elderly person. So when the litigant needs, or whoever it is, the person who's tamei meis, needs this person, he needs this person's help. But the guy says, I need you to come over to me and be metaher me. I need you to come and testify my behalf. He needed to come to court. Okay, but it's a long walk. So markiva alachamor. So then it's the responsibility of the litigant, let's say, to bring this person, this elderly person, to come and testify on his behalf, or judge the case, whatever it may be. He has to pay for him to come on a chamor, or he finds a chamor, rents a chamor, or takes him for a ride. And then the Mishnah concludes, v'nosein lo scharo kiporel. And he, this litigant, if you need this person in order, this is not only for a zaken, for a person's elderly, this would be in all of these cases. We said, the person cannot take schar to judge or to testify Team in Bekadesh or be mazeh when it comes to the paraduma, but he can take schar as a poel batel. What's a poel batel? So the Gemara said, or kipoel rather, kipoel batel shel osa malacha. It's like a poel who cannot work in the malacha that he normally does, which means, so we take the following. How do we decide? So he normally gets paid $100 an hour. So what are you going to tell me? The litigant now has to pay this judge $100 an hour? You told me he can't get paid schar. Oh, schar batel he can. So what? The judge normally has another job, and now he's coming to judge. He can't be paid to judge, but he has another job he's missing out on. And for that job, he gets paid $100 an hour. So you have to pay the judge to judge the case $100 an hour as well. So we assume no. We assume that to judge a case, okay, it's maybe a little bit annoying, but in the end, you get to sit down, you get to sit in the courtroom, testify, you're relaxed, you drink some coffee while you're doing that. It's not like you're in the middle of schlepping, you're in construction and some of the other jobs people have. So let's say, for argument's sake, the person, his regular job when he does his construction or schlepping, whatever job he normally has, he gets paid $100 an hour. But he would say like this. Now, but in order, I would rather sit in court and just and judge this case, get to relax, sit in the air conditioning. What would it be worth it for you to not have to work today at your regular job and do this job, which is a lot easier? So that's what he's permitted to get paid. So let's say he says, You know, I normally get paid $100 an hour for my regular job, but that takes a lot of effort. But for me to sit here and judge your case, you know what? I'll do it for $50 an hour. So that's what we call schar batala, and that he's able to get paid. Perek dalin mishnah zayin. Hechoshed ala bechoros. Here you have a kohen who suspected that he makes a mum in a bechor. Why would he want to do that? So if he shows that there's a mum kavu on a bechor, he gets to sheft and eat it. He doesn't have to worry about it, because today there's no karbanos that can be brought. So the only way to eat a bechor would be to sheft and eat a bechor would be that it has a mum kavua. So we're afraid that he's placing, suspected that he actually makes a mum in the animal. So, or let's say he's suspected for another thing. He's chashud to sell a bechor and claim that it's chulin. Bechor is the, what are you going to sell a bechor? It can't do anything with a bechor unless it has a mum. But to say that it's chulin, so now people are going to buy it, pay a lot of money for it. So we have someone who's a kohen, who's chashud, who's suspected on bechorah. So says the Mishnah, ein lokchim imenu bisar tzva'im. You can't even buy from him. Obviously, you can't buy a bechor from him, but you can't even buy meat from a tzvi, from a deer. A deer has no kedushas bechor at all. Deer is a wild animal. It's not a behemoth. But nonetheless, you can't buy from him venison. Why not? Because it's similar to calf meat. And we're afraid that really this is basar, flesh of a bechor, and he's selling it to you and telling you it's basar, it's farm, don't worry, it's venison. And therefore you can't trust him. You don't buy even basar tzvaim, a basar of a tzvi, from someone who's chashed on bechoros. And what else can't you buy from someone who's suspected on bechoros to put a mum in a bechor? Velo oros she'enan avudim. Nor can you buy from him hides that have not been tanned. Because if they come from a bechor, then they're asr bahana. Now, why are you, and we're afraid that he, in fact, came from a bechor, and there's no way to identify it was a bechor, not a bechor. You suspect him of bechoros, maybe that's what you're buying. But that's only if it's einan avudim. If they are tanned, if the hides are tanned already, then you can buy them from him. Why? Because we assume that he would not go through such the tircha. It's a whole process, salting, putting chemicals in order to tan the hides. It takes some time. He's afraid, even the one who suspected a bechor, is that within that time, he's going to be found out that this is really a bechor. So he wouldn't spend the whole time preparing and putting that time and effort and potentially being detected that he has a bechor on his hand. And that's what he's planning to sell. So therefore, they're very quick. If you're suspected on a bechor, you may sell the hides of that bechor, but very quickly before you tan them. So if they're already tanned, you don't have to assume that that's coming from a bechor. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, lokachim mimenu oros shel nekeva. You can buy someone who is suspected on bechoros, you can buy hides of a nekeva. Why? Because the laws of bechoros only apply to a male, and these hides obviously came from a female, so you don't have to worry at all that this has come from a bechor. That's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Why does the Tanakhama disagree with that? Because Tanakhama holds, the Bar Tanura explains, that maybe he'll cut off the male section of the hide, va'ovid bay kemin kevos, and make it like it's a female. The chimishayli lay ma chatoch ze shemamakom kevos, and people ask, hey, why is this area cut out in that area? So he'll say, omer achbaru machlu mice ate through it. So it's possible for him to be deceptive as well, even when it comes to Oros Shel Nekeva, according to the Tanakhama. But Rabbi Eliezer believes, why can you buy Oros Shel Nekeva? So the Bar Tanura explains, why is that okay? Because Demeda Yadi, it's noticeable that it came from a Nekeva, and a Nekeva obviously can't be a Bechor. That's a debate machlokas in the Mishnah. Ve'ein lokchim mimenu tzemer meluban vitzowi. You're not permitted to buy from him wool that is, now this sounds like it means that's bleached, and that's dirty. So the Gemara explains, doesn't mean meluban vitzoi, that it's like tzoa, like excrement. Doesn't mean that. It means meluban mitzoi. It is bleached from its dirt. So you're not permitted to buy from someone who's suspected on bechoros. You can't buy from him wool that has been cleaned from its dirt. What's the problem with that? After all, didn't we say that when it came to tanning the hides, you can buy a tanned hide because he's not going to go through such a tircha? So maybe here too, he's not going to go through the tircha bleaching the wool because maybe he'll be detected. Maybe they'll find out. They'll have to take it away, confiscate it from him, and they'll have to bury him. So he'll be caught. So maybe that'll happen here. So the Baraturna explains, no, it's different here. Dekevan de tircha zutahu, the tircha, the effort that you need in order to clean the wool is very little. It's not like tanning hides. Tarachu malabin le, he's going to go through the tircha and he'll clean it, and he'll get more money for it. Velo kapid ale, is not going to be makpid on that. So that's why you can't buy from him tsemer maluban vitsoi if it's clean from its dirt, because you assume that he did that. It's maybe from a bechor. He would go through the effort. It's not much effort rule to do that. And in fact, maybe it came from a bechor. Avalochi mimenu tavu uvigadim. But you can buy from him thread and garments. So what does that mean? Says the Bar Tanura, Dida Bechor Hu, Kule Hailo Tarach Behu. So if it's a Bechor, it's not going to go through this entire Tircha when it comes to spinning or making the clothing. Dekapida Tircha Dilma Mafsi Lemine, maybe they'll be confiscated, they'll take it away, they have to bury it because it's a Bechor, he'll be caught. So you are allowed to, and therefore, if it's Tavoy, if these are threads that are spun from wool, you're allowed to buy that certainly from him. Now, what does it mean, begadim? So the Gemara says, we're not speaking about clothing, really, because if you're allowed to buy from him spun wool, and you're not afraid, why? Because there's no way he'll go through the tircha when it comes to bechor, so certainly clothing, that's a bigger tircha than making spun wool. You certainly don't have to worry that that came from bechor. He wouldn't go through the entire tircha to make clothing, because he may be caught within that amount, or detected and caught within that time. So what does begadim here mean? So begadim here, we assume, ele begadim ha'ainu levadim ha'asui mitzemer she'eno tavyon. So we're speaking about the following. We're speaking about levadim is felt. This is wool that's combed, but it's not wool that has been spun into thread. So that's why it's not as much effort as making clothing. So nonetheless, still it does take to spin the wool, either spinning wool or making it or combing it and making it into felt is still enough of an effort where we assume that if this came from the Bechor, he wouldn't be waiting around to all this time for fear of the Chachamim, the rabbis finding out. And therefore, although you can't buy tsemer, that is wool that has been whitened, that has been bleached, because that's an easy thing to do, and he may do that with the bechor and sell it, but you can buy either spun wool or begadim, which means to buy felt, which is combed wool, which has not been spun.